Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I reached out to Andrew Fink during the previous top of the hour break at 10 o'clock, and he is busy this morning. He can't break away from his schedule, his appointments for today's show, but he's talking to me about coming on tomorrow's show. We're going to spend a half hour together. I don't know the guy. I've never spoken to him other than just on the cell phone about the interview, setting it up. So he's going to try to make it tomorrow's show. It'll probably be 10:05 to 10:30 or 11:05 to 11:30 tomorrow. If he texts me back, confirm, we will let you know before the end of the show today. He's, again, a candidate running for Supreme Court this Saturday, state convention down in Flint. He's running against Judge Mark Boonstra. And I got a text message, cool Mike, Michael Farage, totally supporting Fink. He said he's a great conservative patriot. He's always, always supported our candidates, our agenda, our policies, and he's totally supportive of him. I also got some information from Officer Rick, and I did not know this. Let's see. He said, Fink comes from a family of conservative judges. His uncle is a retired judge and a huge conservative Republican. So greatly appreciate that information. Did not know this. He also says, I'm excited about the new location. I love Ian's Barbecue. And yes, he corrected me. Members, Mark Randy, is Sam's Club. Yes, I know. I already acknowledged that screw up. It's not Costco. Kirtland is their brand. And Members, Mark is, of course, Sam's Club. Let's see. What are the other text messages? Oh, this is funny. Darren, I'm driving him crazy. He's listening in from Jackson. He said, dude, you're killing me. You're making me hungry, and I'm way downstate. I'm going to have to schedule a trip to the Iron Pig at some point. Actually, Darren, you know what you might want to consider? And I briefly talked to Ian about this. We haven't put this together formally, technically, yet. But a big party, the grand opening at the new location. He's hoping, looking at the calendar, looking at dealing with the liquor licenses, the closing is this Friday, dealing with the health department, the inspections, all the things he's going to have to do. We're looking at possibly a middle to late October. What I told Ian what we should do is have a big party. All of us patriots come up, maybe for a Saturday where people could get off work on Friday, get a good night's sleep, maybe consider driving up and getting a hotel Friday night or just driving up on Saturday morning. But let's do a Saturday afternoon. The radio station, we have the sound system, we have the music capabilities. We could rock it, play the music, have the food, have the beverages. I'll reach out to John Davis from MAGA Water. We'll get some MAGA Water there. Reach out to Friskies. We'll get some Friskies apples. Harvest is starting early this year because of the mild winter and the early spring heavy rains that we had throughout the summer. They're going to start harvesting the apples. So maybe I could get some Honeycrisp apples from Friskies. And let's do a big party right before the November 5th election. Weather will still be nice and warm. Indian summer. We'll talk about it.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Diane Randall, Roscommon Township, I believe supervisor and I think assessor, I believe. Anyway, her and husband Steve are up vacationing in North Country and might be seeing these guys pretty soon. We're going to let you know and get back to you after the show. Also, John Palmer asked for a gluten-free something to complement either the brisket or the ribs. He says, my wife has problems with gluten. It's very difficult to go out to dinner with her. She gets really sick whenever she eats anything with gluten in it. So I'll talk to Ian and see if he has a gluten-free macaroni and cheese or coleslaw. I don't know anything about gluten, so I apologize, but I'll definitely ask him about it. John, do me a favor. Text me next week for the interview with Ian, and we'll get that figured out. Let's see. Anything else on the housekeeping for text messages? No, I think that's basically it. Ryan Bird, again, the smoked brisket platter with the smoke, old-fashioned bourbon. Yes, that's the best. Absolutely. I already mentioned that one. So, yeah, Ian's working on a bourbon. Definitely, definitely want to help him be part of the tasting team and creating that Kentucky bourbon with the Iron Pig Smokehouse label on it. It's going to have some cherry flavoring. Cherry-flavored bourbon. Yes, remember my Manhattans, Vicky, with the three cherries? Yeah. Yes, Vicky said it sounded like we were talking about the Food Channel there for a while. Okay, let's see. I did the ribs from Dodge Truck. I did the recipe for the mint juleps from the Kentucky Derby. The only thing I'm missing is my carrot cake. That's going to be part of this party. I'm going to have to bake some carrot cakes out there at the new kitchen for Ian and teach him how to make my carrot cake so that he can serve it as a dessert. Grandma Bishop's Trucker Randy's carrot cake, world famous carrot cake. It'll be a new dessert item on the Iron Pig's menu. So definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be a great party. Not really sure when it's going to take place. Again, we got a bunch of hoops we got to get through. Got to get the location opened up, cleaned up, utilities on, get everything inspected by the health department, ready for open for business. And as soon as we know that date, we'll announce it and announce the party. This is going to be a blast. Looking forward to this. Absolutely going to party like it's, what is it, 1995, 1984? I forget the name of that song. Anyway, hey, I got a couple of stories I want to get to from MERS News Service. Kind of interesting. The Michigan GOP, speaking during an event hosted by the Michigan GOP yesterday, there were several attendees at this event. It was held on Detroit's West Side. And the evangelical pastor Lorenzo Sivo said young black men talking about crossing the U.S. border, making a three-day journey in order to return into the country alongside immigrants with clean records and benefits. The event was during a Michigan GOP event this evening. Lorenzo Sewell asked attendees if they knew young black men in Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, and Saginaw. What they're saying right now is that they feel that the people who are illegally coming into the country are getting treated better than they are. The event hosted at an inflation press conference, community barbecue, took place at the Gratiot Avenue location in Macomb County, space occupied by Republican organizers. The chairman, Pete Hoekstra, kicked off the evening's events and activities. Topics that were discussed ranged from inflation, the price of food, clothing, gas, illegal immigration, the current Biden-Harris federal push for electric vehicles, and Christianity. During the discussion, the high cost of living and immigration are two main issues that Republican operatives are hoping to use against Kamala Harris under the recently established Harris-Waltz ticket, which has notable regenerated excitement within the Democratic base, especially during their Democrat convention. Particularly, part of the message is reminding voters that Harris is still part of the Biden White House since she is still the acting vice president. She was also appointed to be the border czar, which now they're denying ever took place. They literally are now saying, that she was not the border czar. Right. Well, you know the old Adolf Hitler's motive operandi. Keep telling people lies long enough, they'll start to believe them. Absolutely, totally in charge of the border and never even went down there. Well, criticisms that Biden has gotten from Trump now is being transferred to Harris. Lorenzo Sewell is the senior pastor for the 180 Church, which has a Detroit campus that actually hosted a visit by former President Donald Trump back in June. You also may have remembered when the Republican National Convention was held earlier this summer in Milwaukee, Pastor Sewell actually spoke when Donald Trump received the nomination for the presidential candidacy was solidified at the convention. During this interview from MERS News Service, he said, quote, "I believe that when President Trump was shot in his ear, it was symbolic. As it happened to turn out, how the Democrats have caused our nation to be shot by inflation, bleeding because of illegal immigration, I believe that President Trump stood up, clenching his fists, saying, fight, fight, fight. I believe that there are patriots in this room that want to fight, fight, fight for the soul of our country, the soul of our nation. And I, for one, and many other black leaders are wanting to help him do that." Sewell instructed attendees to inform every pastor that they should be supporting Donald Trump, not Kamala Harris. According to numbers gathered by Bankrate, a personal finance website, 3 in 5 workers, 60% when surveyed, expressed that their incomes did not keep up with inflation just through this last year. 51% surveyed, non-homeownership, the high cost of living, which has prevented them from affording down payments and being able to get an affordable mortgage to buy a home. Another Bankrate survey found 43% of credit card holders with a month-to-month balance are in debt due to unexpected emergencies and increased cost of living. Instead of being able to have the money to pay for these items with their paychecks, they are now having to put it on credit cards. Folks, that's huge. One of the U.S. Congressmen, John James, asked the question. Kamala Harris had the audacity to campaign by saying things like, on day one, my administration's going to tackle inflation. Like President Trump said, day one of your administration was 3.5 years ago when you and Biden were sworn into office. What have you done about it? What have you done for me? Asked James in the absolutely enthusiastic crowd there at the event. Today's event also came as General Motors Company announced it was laying off 1,000 salaried employees globally in its software and service units. This includes specifically, John James said, 600 jobs near or absolutely located inside Detroit. James accused the Biden administration, with Harris included, for making Michigan manufacturing vulnerable through their comply or die electric vehicle mandates, forcing the automotive industry basically into a survival mode. According to a Michigan Auto 2019 report, the automotive industry contributes $49 billion in earnings and compensation, supporting 712,000 jobs and drives $7.4 billion of tax payments directly into Lansing's budget. Michigan is the first into a recession, and we're the last one out. When we begin to feel the pain and start seeing the very same things that lead to recessions, much like what we went through back in 2007, well, guess what, folks? We're seeing it right now, said James. James brought up a push to increase voter participation among legal gun owners, most of which are skewed conservative, as well as low propensity Republican voters who participated infrequently in the last few major election cycles. Democrats have been stuffing ballot boxes, drop boxes, harvesting votes for decades. Now we can do things because of Proposal 2, like early voting. We have got to stop the infighting and the bitterness. We have to get out the vote. James, of course, was referencing the 2022 ballot question that successfully allowed for 9 days of early voting, same-day voter registration, and drop boxes. We need to vote early and continue to get the vote out all the way through Election Day. I don't necessarily agree with the early voting, but we have our differences. Another Detroit mother of four, Ashley Heath, spoke at the event. She said because of inflation, the price of food, clothing, and utility bills. She's absolutely voting for Donald Trump, and she hopes and prays others will do the same. Struggling to pay for food, daycare, and even diapers. Have you seen the price of disposable diapers? They've almost doubled in the last year. Unbelievable. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geo.